was stardust. When you were lasered into life in a beautifully precise manner, you clocked that which you'd never see, the minutiae of the world's beauty.
And
you noticed how the guy across from you on the train put way too much aquaphor on his lips.
Did.
When you were at your most stable, you quickly exploded.
Radio.
When you're infected with its dust, you hear that which no one else hears. Peeking on stardust, we chase silence out of our world till Gabriel blew his horn. You resign yourself to delinquency, quirkifying your life. Like a vegetarian with a carnivore spirit, you stabbed at the fauna of the world. Hunted it, surveying life's riches.
Get what you want, not what you ask for. Sitting on money is what I stand for. It ain't that deep to be so shallow. Chose my path to walk a straight narrow. Mama broke days trying to get something, a whole lot of nothing. Got a big bucks, you can't play yes, I'ma make them pay ya. Better wake up, cause the weak stay sleep. When the money talk, listen, it ain't cheap. Fuck a doctor or a lawyer, I know what they wanna be. Kids look up to me, role model from the street. Run it up front, I'm a rock star, baby, so I get what I want. Run it up front, I'm a pop star, baby, so I get what I want.
If I'm being honest, and I would lie to all that I wanted, was to be like you, you.
Serial copycat, I want my money back.
Me. Only love myself, so they all want me like a bump off a key. Everybody know me, but I'm losing myself. All I ever wanted was to be like you, so I'm doing that too. Worldwide superstar, fuck who you are with a new sports car. Dance with the stars, I'ma walk on the moon. Got my head in the clouds, ain't coming back soon. Yo, what I do, I'ma make my own rules. No lies, I'm the truth when I step in that booth. Looking up the stars, just might go blind, can't block my shine. Looking up the stars, just might go blind, can't block my shine.
If I'm being honest, and I would lie to all that I wanted, was to be like you.
Serial copycat, I want my money back. Honestly, tell me who you wanna be.
Rap star, pop star, rock star.
Welcome to another edition of the Edit Radio Podcast. Another week spent with our head in the jaws of the musical beast. But it's a friendly beast. And the music is good.
There's no way that it's going to end well. Oh, tell me something, I don't know. I just can't help myself. It makes me sound so pathetic, borderline overdramatic. Someone else around you, is this what I want? I've been dreaming in the car for too long.
There is no way you and I survive the drive home. My fingernails chipping pieces off the car door. If what we had was synthetic, we're on the fucking Titanic or that Titan submersible. Or it implodes.
I've been driving the car for too long, and I hate this. I just wanna get home, holding my breath and biding my time. I'm so tired of hearing my own thoughts. Why don't you tell me? it's going to feel good, but it's a means to an end. So if it hurts, it should. Don't wanna waste the last 3 years of my 20s waiting for someone who is never gonna love me the way I want. I've been dreaming in the car for too long. Now you've been driving me from morning to somewhere.
Amazing way to start off the podcast this week. The first of the two songs you heard, Danny Brown featuring Underscores. The song is called Copycats, taken from an album out right now called Stardust. Also, the first song you heard, the interlude that started off this week's Edit Radio podcast, also taken from the Stardust album from Danny Brown. There you go. That's like a 2-for-1. Then after Danny Brown, you just heard a band called Snow Coats featuring Boney Macaroni. The song is called Dreaming in the Car. I'm not sure if that was on a official album release or anything. I picked it up from a record label sampler from the wonderful Alcopop Records from their Bandcamp. I've been digging that a lot. Snow Coats, Dreaming in the Car. Hello, my name is Ben. I'm here to guide you through another week here on the Edit Radio Music Podcast, another whistle stop tour through all great things musical. We're going to cover the whole range of sounds on the Edit Radio podcast this week. We've got loud sounds, quiet sounds, squelchy sounds, and spooky sounds. That's right, all four of the different kinds of sounds coming your way. Stick with us. There'll be songs from the new albums from the likes of Dry Cleaning and from Wednesday. There'll be a deep, deep cut from the presence of the USA, and we'll be discussing a film that you definitely don't need to see this year at any time. And it's not even the Melania movie. This is The Knife. We'll be right back.
face on it.
Should be working harder, boys, I gotta pay the rent. Gotta keep it coming or it's coming to an end. What's this metaphor? Far too fancy. Give them beats and something dancy. How about piss off?
So the trolls don't start. Careful words so the trolls don't start.
Don't give a shit as long as it's on. Careful words come straight from the heart. About piss off. Leaving. Go do one.
Saying you really do raise some really good points. You could really sell to that Korean market. There's this whole Blackpink BTS thing going on right now. You could do something really cool there. There's just this one thing.
My mum's from Hong Kong, you fuck!
You know, the more time I spend with this album by Planes, the more I love it. That is the band Planes, that's P-L-A-I-I-N-S. The song is called Do One, which I think makes this point pretty well. Take from an album out right now called Happy Faces. It's a well-trodden path, but they stomp it so well, right? Planes, Do One. Before that, the Knife's album Silent Shout came out on the 17th of February 2006, putting it on the cusp of being 20 years old. Happy 20th anniversary impending to the Knife's album Silent Shout. I love that album so much. It's so good. The song you heard was We Share Our Mother's Health. I may well try and play another spooky Knife song by the time this podcast is done, if everything works out this week. If I remember to stop talking. For example, I was lucky enough to see the Knife a couple of times when they were a band that were doing things. And it was, I'm not sure you could really say playing. I guess they were playing live, but it was more like an audiovisual experience. I didn't have a backdrop that they would project things onto, and also like a sheet of fabric, like taut across the front of the stage that they would project another set of things onto. So it's kind of like having the band play between two sets of, like, increasingly strange projections, and also they'd have like art pieces on stage as well that were like mechanical, so would move. It was truly, I feel so lucky to have seen the Knife a couple of times, and as a reward I'm going to subject you to some more Knife, I think, a little bit later on today, because who can get enough of the spooky stuff here in the darkest of months? We made it through January. I'm feeling pretty good though. We've made it to the middle of winter. The days are starting to get a little bit lighter. I'm feeling really good. I can't wait for the year proper to get started. No offense, January, but you don't really count. Yeah. Where was I? I've lost my train of thought. Something. Here's Maddie Diaz.
Don't leave me all alone. Just drop me off at home. I'll be fine. It's not the first, just like last time, but a little worse. And she said that I'm not the one that she thinks about, and she said it's time.
just bring her down. I said, don't let your future be destroyed by my past. She said, don't let my door hit your ass. One more chance, I'll try this time. I'll give you yours, I won't take mine. I'll listen up, pretend to care.
I feel like this week I'm going to be saying the words, this album means a lot to me, quite a lot, just because of the way that it's kind of worked out this week. For example, the Knife's album Silent Shout means a lot to me. In a moment, the Presidents of the USA will have a deep cut from them, from an album that also, guess what, means a lot to me. I remember in the late 90s when Blink 182 released their album Enema of the State, and basically overnight, punk pop in all of its beautiful immaturity was born unto the commercial world. Maddie Diaz, American singer-songwriter, also a big fan of Blink-182's Enema of the State. That was Maddie Diaz. She has recorded an entire cover album of Enema of the State. It's called Enema of the Garden State. She recorded it as she was working on her album, her most recent album, Fatal Optimist. When they were setting up in the studio to record every day, she would just be playing songs to warm up, and gradually over the course of the recording sessions, she had amassed a whole tribute album to Blink-182's Enema of the State. You can get it on her Bandcamp. It's called Enema of the Garden State, from Enema of the Garden State, from Maddie Diaz. That song was called Don't Leave Me, like a fresh twist on Blink-182. And I really like that. And also, if you get that album from Maddie Diaz's Bandcamp, proceeds from that album are going towards the Defending Our Neighbours Fund, which is an organisation set up to protect and support people who are at risk of deportation from the US of A. And it is a strange state of affairs where I probably don't even need to explain to you why that's necessary at the moment. Whatever fresh hell awaits us there over the next few years. Maddie Diaz, Enema of the Garden State. The song is Don't Leave Me. I'm just going to leave that there, I think. Stick with us in the podcast this week. As promised, we will have for you songs for new albums from the likes of Wednesday and from Dry Cleaning. Also, did you know Steve Martin had a music career? You will do soon. First of all, though, as promised, taken from the second album from Presidents of the United States of America, which was imaginatively titled Presidents of the United States of America 2. It's a deep cut. This is Bath of Fire.
I let my thirsty boots wander all over, and they come home with lies about women. And in the evening, toe up to the stars, sun is coming up and something's feeling funky. Old moldy corn club stuck in the mud, it makes me wish for a $1 million view. Spend my last long quarter on the corn club's Kool-Aid, and there's nothing else I'd rather do. Like a bath of fire to get this deep down dirt out of me. There's nothing like a bath of fire to get this deep down dirt out of me. sucked out the venom, kept a little skin, and meat found its way onto my plate. There go my boots complaining, tell me it's time to go stomping. I better listen or they'll kick my ass. As hell is down there yawning, hoping I fall head first in it. Nothing like a bath of fire to get this deep down dirt out of me. Nothing like a bath of fire to get this deep down dirt out of me. Nothing like a bath of fire to get this deep down dirt out of me. Nothing like a bath of fire to get this deep down dirt. Nothing like a bath of fire to get this deep down dirt. Nothing like a bath of fire to get this deep down dirt. Nothing like a bath of fire to get this deep down dirt. Nothing like a bath of fire to get this deep down dirt. Nothing like a bath of fire to get this deep down dirt. Nothing like a bath of fire to get this deep down dirt. Nothing like a bath of fire to get this deep down dirt. Nothing like a bath of fire.
Can you tell me why you left me standing in the parking structure, Caroline? I was the almost perfect boyfriend ever for you, and you even said that to me one time at the Olive Garden. Please return my car and leave the keys inside the glove compartment.
Caroline, Caroline, oh Caroline, oh Caroline, oh Caroline, oh Caroline, oh Caroline.
Caroline, you are the hardest thing I'll ever put behind me. Never thought you'd leave me stranded, not a glance into the rear view. I'll be looking for someone who wears her hair exactly like you, and who swears a blue streak when the Tar Heels lose the quarterfinals.
Caroline, Caroline, oh Caroline, oh Caroline, oh Caroline, oh Caroline, oh Caroline, oh Caroline.
If you ever find another, please don't put a post on Facebook. I would rather think I was a deep regret you can't resolve. If I have a drink with someone, I will tell her all about you. That will be the big mistake that I will make on my first date.
Caroline, Caroline, oh Caroline, oh Caroline, oh Caroline, oh Caroline, oh Caroline, oh Caroline, oh
not have lasted daily. Life cannot be that intense. I'll phone my friends and try to explain why this past year I have acted so insane.
Caroline, Caroline, oh Caroline.
Oh, so good. The first of two songs you heard just then, Presidents of the United States of America from their second album called Two. The song is called Bath of Fire. Presidents of the USA 2 came out nearly 30 years ago, actually, on November the 5th, 1996, to coincide with the presidential election that happened that year. The song Bath the Fire is being played on the podcast this week because it got stuck in my head. It just appeared out of nowhere and lodged itself in my brain a few weeks ago. I hadn't thought about the song for years and years, and then suddenly it was there and it would not leave. I'm trying to exorcise that demon here on the podcast. Bath the Fire, Presence of the USA. You know, some songs, they're famous and they stay famous and they stay appreciated. Like, I don't know, Innie Kamosi, Here Comes the Hot Stepper. Some songs are amazing and they're always considered amazing, but they are forgotten over time. And some songs are just ignored as soon as they come out. And I think maybe Presence of the USA's second album was one such album. But I'm still here. I'm still on the bandwagon. I'm still, like, if Presence of the USA ever tour again, I'm there. I'm front row. Presence of the USA, Bath of Fire. After that, I had no idea that Steve Martin had a music career. I don't think, anyway. And then my friend Megan played me that song. Thank you so much, Megan. That is Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers. The song, would you believe it, is called Caroline, taken from an album called the long-awaited album, which was long-awaited and is now of a certain age. I think it came out in 2017. So at least I'm not too far behind on that one. At least that's not like 30 years old. Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers. Caroline, have I got any shout outs to do this week? Ah, yes. Happy belated birthday to my mum, who is 27 again. We went out to a pub lunch. It's Monday as I record this. We went out for a Sunday pub lunch where we effectively ate our weight in roast dinner, which was beautiful. Good chance to catch up with the rest of the family. And I'd also seen my brother Tom earlier in the week, because Tom and I in the week went to see a truly dreadful film that, I mean, we knew it was going to be dreadful because we'd seen the reviews and the trailer, we went to see Return to Silent Hill. Like, it's a video game adaptation. So Silent Hill, one of the most popular horror game franchises of all time. This film was like their reimagining of the absolute classic video game Silent Hill 2, one of the best video games, adventure video games of all time. It was truly dreadful. The script is awful. A lot of it was CGI. Apparently it cost $22 million to make, but I cannot work out what they spent that money on. Maybe a really big computer to do all of the CGI. They definitely didn't spend it on the script. I didn't even mind that there were two people sat in the back row, like, chatting away, because there's no way you could spoil the film. The film spoiled itself, I think, pretty much. But four great things happened to me that day, and they are as follows. Number one, I got to hang out with my brother Tom, which is always amazing. Number two, I got to eat a giant bag of minstrels, which I love and is one of the main reasons I go to the cinema. Number three, as I was getting ready to go to the cinema, there was a bright white cat sat on my garden wall, peering in through the back door, like partially lit from the kitchen window, which looked creepy as anything, which I really enjoyed. And the fourth one, as we were making our way over to the cinema, Tom played me this song, which, if anything else, as well as being a perfect example of like throwback emo, just lends further credence to my assessment that most of America's best bands reside in Philadelphia.
There's a backside on the Lego head. You spin around and show. When you check it on the internet and head it down the coast, I would love to see the face you wear relaxed at home alone. But I doubt you have the nerve. It's not. We'll be right back.
You know what? I would go and see a terrible movie at the cinema every single week if it meant I got to hear a new band I didn't know about that I enjoyed on the way to the cinema. That is, from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the band are Carly Cosgrove. That was a single that came out a few years ago. I cannot tell you if sawdust being in an engine means the engine's running well, but I can tell you that the title of this song is excellent life advice. The song is called Don't Lick the Swing Set. And yeah, do not see Return to Silent Hill. You don't need to see it. Even if you love bad films, this isn't even so bad it's good or so bad it's enjoyable. It was just so bad. If you are of the mind that maybe you do need to go to the cinema and support your local cinema, this is all good. Apparently there's a film out at the moment called Send Help from Sam Raimi, which is really good. Send Help. I intend to see it this week. The Charlie XCX mockumentary called The Moment is coming out in the next few weeks, as is the film Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die, which I've heard good things about. And then the sequel to one of my favourite films ever, Ready or Not, is coming out, imaginatively titled Ready or Not. Is it Ready or Not 2, Here I Come? Or just Ready or Not, Here I Come? Let's get on with music then, shall we? Support your local cinema and your local venue and your local art space. And this is The Knife.
We cannot wait much longer. We want happiness back. We want control of our bodies. Everything we've lacked. I think I even liked it. If the
we want you to be around. it's a horror land. Destruction. Don't give up on being sweet. Cells and your cells need minerals. Try to make a map of the heart. Down your hollow tube. Out to find a small flat door it will.
Superb. The first of the two songs you just heard there, did I mention that I like the album Silent Shout by The Knife? I think I did already. The song was called From Off to On. Then after that, you just heard, taken from the brand new album from Dry Cleaning. The new album is called Secret Love. That song is called Joy. It's always like really useful to have a recognizable, like identifiable sound as part of your brand. And Dry Cleaning from that there, South London. Definitely have that right. If you know what Dry Cleaning sound like, it only takes you a couple of seconds of the vocals to be able to like work out you know who this is. The song is called Joy. The new album Secret Love was produced by Kate Le Bon, doing another excellent job behind the desk. That's great. I love when there's good new music around, because like basically the podcast, it just makes this so much easier. I mean not that it's rocket science, is it? I just collect up a load of songs that I've been listening to. I go scouring the internet for new ones, and then I put some together, and then I do some talky bits in between all of the songy bits. And the bits that I don't talk very much about this, but the bits that don't make the podcast, we just kind of stick them in the freezer, and then like all the leftover songs, we just have them for lunch, nice easy lunch during the month. It's beautiful. Really good. Zero waste. Gosh, I'm getting hungry, can you tell? Two songs to go. This is Wednesday.
Knocking on that screen door, even though I can see right through, feel like I'm almost good enough to know you. Entertaining as you
nice gentle lullaby to get us to the end of the podcast. Wednesday, the band from the album Bleeds, the song is called The Way Love Goes. And that's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you've had a good time listening to us here on the podcast this week. I've had a great time going through all of this music with you. It's been really fun. If you've liked it, why not go back and listen again and again? If you listen, you know, if you listen to the Edit Radio podcast three times, it costs you the same amount of money as if you listen to it one time. And that's part of the beauty of the Edit Radio podcast. Tom Crook and the gang are here next week to guide you through their part of the musical spectrum. Tune in for that. I'll be back next month. I'm going to leave you with a band called Silkworm. And it's a song, it's another old song I'm going to play you. But I didn't know, in my defense, when I was putting the podcast together, I did not know it was an old song. I thought this was like a relatively recent song. And the band just really liked like the Pavement-esque sound of like mid-90s wonky indie. I didn't realize that this was in fact an actual legitimate purveyor of mid-90s wonky indie. Take from an album called Libertine, which was released in 1994 and recorded by the late and legendary Steve Albini. This song is called Couldn't You Wait? Take care of yourselves. I love you. Goodbye!